各位弟兄姊妹，大家早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
还有朋友们，大家好。
And all the friends who are here.
我们家姊妹跟我说。
My wife said to me.
应当趁着还有气息的时候，把应该要说的话说出来。
While I still have breath, I should share what is in me.
所以我赶紧跑上来了。
That's why I came here. Came out here first.
我就说两件事情。
I want to share about two things.
第一个就是大约在一年前左右的时间。
The first thing is about a year ago.
我们夫妻两个参加了那个夫妻成长小组。
My wife and I went to join a couple's fellowship group.
从里面我们学到了很多。
And we both learned a lot.
圣经一开始第二章的时候就有提到说。
In the second chapter of the Bible, which is the second chapter of Genesis,
我们的神在创造了万物以后造了人。
After God has created all creation, He created man.
然后神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
And God said that it is not good for man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him.
这是神在造了万物和所有的被创造的物一直都说好的，以后第一次说的不好。
And God said it was good after he created all things. Then he said it is not good. First time when he talked about man being alone by himself.
这里我不说那个很深的道理，我只想说一个最基础的、最简单的。
I do not want to preach a high doctrine. I just want to share something simple.
这个体会是大概在十几年前我还没有信主的时候。
It's something that I have experienced about more than 10 years ago before I was a Christian.
那时候我在深圳的一家公司打工。
I was working in a company in Shenzhen.
有一次吃饭的时候，有我们的公司老总有说到一个事情。
One day during lunch, one of my boss say something like this.
当时他说，我们在吃饭的时候有提到过各自的妻子。
He say during meal time, sometimes we talk about our wife.
当时他说，在你。遇到困难的时候，就是他说的是他自己啊。当时他是说他之前遇到困难的时候，大概损失了几百万，几乎快要破产的时候。
He talked about his own experience that one time he was nearly bankrupt, that he lost a few million dollars.
十几年前那个对他来说应该是比较大的数。
And over 10 years ago, this is a big amount.
他说他想回到家里面能够得到妻子的帮助和安慰的。
He was hoping that when he got home, he can get some comfort and some encouragement from his wife.
然而他得到了却是羞辱和轻视。
But yet he saw that his wife despised him and also put him to shame.
这就是我在没有信主之前得到的一个初步的印象。
So that was an impression I got before I became a Christian.
那就是很多人都有一个感觉，就是甚至是你的妻子都是不可靠的。
So I have an impression that even your own wife is not trustworthy when you have difficult time.
到了信主以后呢
？But when I became a Christian.
我们有从圣经上得到很多教导和学习。
We receive many teachings from the scripture.
我们知道我们的妻子是神为我们所量身定造的。
We knew that our wife, our spouse, are actually measured, fitted for us by God.
她是我们的帮助。然后神说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。
And they should be our helpers, and as Husband, we should love our wife as God commanded.
然后很多年过去了，我们呢，我是说我自己啊。
And after many years, I'm talking about my own experience.
这个道理呢，就是一直就是能够存在脑袋里面，但是体会不是很深。
It was, even though the doctrine was in my mind about how to, I should love my wife, but I have not experienced it.
那么在我们的小组里面，我有了很深的体会。
But during this couple's fellowship group, I have a much deeper impression about this.
你看我们的弟兄呢，不是说你信了主以后什么都一下子就会变好了。
We know that after we became Christian, it doesn't mean that everything will improve.
弟兄们在外面，我感觉呢就像一个充满气的球。
And brothers, sometimes they are like a puff-up balloon.
我们在外面工作的时候，受到压力的时候，我们会改变形状。
And as we work andIn outside working environment, we are under pressure, our shape may change.
如果受到击打的时候呢，我们会跑得很快，或者是躲得很远。
And if we are under attack, sometimes we will run away or we become deflated.
但是在家里面是不能受到击打的，否则的话，一打了这个球就会到处破坏。
But once we got home, we cannot really take any more pressure.And if we do, if we under that sort of pressure, this balloon will burst.
但是我们的缺点，其实我们的妻子都知道，而且她还知道我们致命的弱点在哪里。
We knew that all our shortcomings, our spouse should know, and they knew how to attack us if they want to.
所以其实姊妹只要轻轻的一戳，我们这个球就会爆了。
And sometimes our wife only need to say.Some little simple thing that will enough to cause us to be deflated.
别人我不太清楚，但是我自己我就爆了很多次了。
And I'm not sure about other people. For myself, I have burst many times under this sort of pressure.
所以在小组里面的学习呢，我真的能很深的体会到。
So what I learned from that couple's fellowship group is that I understood that.
只有在神的爱充满我们的时候，然后呢，我们才能够看得到我们的配偶、我们的姊妹给我们有多大的帮助和鼓励。
Only when we are filled with God's love can we appreciate our wife and how much they have have sacrificed and to help us.
这个是在外边我看不到的，因为外边的人他们不相信神的时候，其实。他会怀疑所有的东西。
And people who are unbelievers, who do not believe in God, they will not be able to understand that or experience that because they only look at the outward things.
只有在神里面，我们才可以放下自己的所有的保护和伪装。
Only in God's house can we be under His protection and also under His teaching.
所以我看到神在我们夫妻身上做的工作，虽然说我不能把神的工作和神的爱全部完全的描述出来。
Even though I cannot fully describe God's work and God's love in our life, but I have experienced it now.
但是我真的能够感觉到神的工作和神的爱。
I can see God's work and His love working out in our relationship.
如果是没有信主的朋友，我想你们以后会有机会能够体会得到的。
And for those among us who are non-believers, I hope that one day you can experience that too.
我第二件事就是，大概在一年半之前。
The other things I want to share is that about 1.5 years ago.
我曾经有一次生病。
I was once fell sick.
是在凌晨的时候，我起来喝水的时候，突然间摔倒了。
I woke up early in the morning to have a cup of drink, and then I fell.
然后后来我太太告诉我说，我是吐了血了，还是？大概有，我感觉是大概几十秒钟的时间。他告诉我说是有几分钟的时间。
And I thought it was just a short few seconds, but she told me that actually it lasted for quite a few minutes that I was bleeding.
然后我自己又爬回床上去，又躺下来继续睡。
I tried to go back to my bed to go back to sleep.
然后到了天亮，我太太陪我去看了医生。
And in the morning, my wife took me to see a doctor.
然后医生给我量了血压，大概是在高压，大概是在90这样子。
And the doctor measured my blood pressure. The systolic was about nearly 90 only.
然后那个医生就很可怜的看着我，然后要让我太太赶紧送我到那个Westmead医院去。
And the doctor felt that I should be sent to the emergency department at Westmead Hospital immediately.
我们去了之后，我原想应该能很快就回去的，因为我感觉我至少还能走路，应该没有什么问题。
I thought I should be able to go back home quite soon after that because I felt that I can still walk.
然后到了医院，大概等了几个小时，医生给我量血压的时候，大概还是在100这样子。
And after a few hours wait, the doctor measured my blood pressure again. It was still hovering the high measurement was about 100 only.
然后医生给我打吊针，然后告诉我不可以吃东西，不可以喝水。
And then they put me on the deep on the drip, and then asked me not to eat anything.
因为他们要做那个胃镜的检查。
Because they need to do a more thorough examination on me.
就在我一直在那里等的时候，教会的不少的弟兄姊妹来看我。
And as I was waiting there, quite a few brothers and sisters from church came and visit me.
我那时候是感到很比较意外和比较惊喜的。
I was very surprised, but at the same time very happy to see them.
他们为我祷告。
And they pray for me.
我真的感觉到，这个是只有在肢体之间和弟兄姊妹之间才能感受到的。
I felt that this is something that we can only experience among brothers and sisters.
这是从神来的爱。
This is a love from God.
因为我们都是属于同个身体的。
Because we belong to the same body.
然后。到了第二天，医生给我做胃镜。
And then when the second day, the doctor gave me a thorough examination.
给我打了药以后，我是什么都没有感觉了。
And then he gave me an injection, and I lost consciousness.
然后后来那个结果出来了以后。
And later on, the result was out.
医生告诉我。在胃里面只有一个很细的不是很明显的印子，他医生说大概是那个地方有出过血，但是没有，已经看不到什么东西。
And the doctor told me that there was some internal bleeding in my stomach, but that bleeding is now gone.
那个印子它不是一个伤疤。
And he said there are some shadows or something.
它跟其他的胃壁是几乎是一样的颜色和一样的光滑度。
It's nearly the same color as the other parts of my stomach.
我相信是神做的工，因为我想，因为我们在外面做工经常有受伤的。
I believe God has done some work in me because I work outside using my physical body a lot, we always suffer injuries.
我们外边皮肤受的伤，基本上一天就可以见得到的。
And sometimes outward bruises will appear immediately.
它有一个细细的伤疤，但是不会像这个样子的。因为即使你的皮肤愈合很快，你不可能在一个晚上你就能看得到它跟周围其他皮肤几乎是一样的。
And I felt that the bruises internally had disappeared quite quickly, and it's quite amazing because even outside bruises will last a long time.
我想这个不是人手或者是你用什么药可以能够做得到的。
And I believe there is not any medication can cause that to recover so quickly.
但是神的功和神的爱我真的说不清楚。
So it is God's love, it's something that I cannot explain.
然后我想我有过很多次有神的工作，但是这么多年我真的是 没有能够上来为主做见证。
I have experienced many of God's love and blessings over the years, but I have never been able to pluck up courage to come up here to share.
耶稣在曾经经过撒玛利亚和加利利的时候，有一次医治了十个病人。
Jesus had once went past through Samaria and he healed 10 people.
那其中只有一个人回来归荣耀给神。
Only one of those came back and gave glory to God.
耶稣说洁净了的不是十个人吗？
He said, didn't I cleanse 10 lepers?
那九个在哪里呢？
Where are the other 9?
除了这外族人再没有别人回来归荣耀给神吗？
Apart from this Gentile, there's no one else who came back and gave glory to God.
我就是那九个人中的。
I believe I'm one of those 9 who has been healed and did not come back to give glory to God.
我在想，如果是见了神以后，如果神有这句话的话，我真的承担不起的。
So if I see God and God asks me where I have been,I will have nothing to answer him.
所以我来就只是要把荣耀归给我们的神。
So I come, I want to give glory to my God.
谢谢。
Thank you.
感谢主。
Thank you. Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
我信主是信了好多年了，几十年了。
I believe in the Lord for many years.
但我来这里也来了一年多了，我没有在这里讲过见证。其实每次讲见证的时候，我心里里面好像就很着急一样哈，巴不得我有上来讲个见证。
I've been here for over a year, and every time there's a fellowship meeting, I was wanting to go up. I felt nervous and could not move.
但是感谢主，今天我就见证的。两三点嘛，我就是在86年的时候，我那时候我就是很贫穷，就建两间房子，但是那时候因为没有办过手术。
And in 1986, I was still quite poor, but we started building 2 houses, and there's something wrong with it.
那时候，政府里面当我刚刚建好，人家政府里面就出来要我拆房子。
After we finished building the 2 houses, because it was not properly processed by the government, they demanded us to dismantle the whole construction.
到那时候我非常相信主，我迫切的祷告。
At that time, I put all my trust in the Lord and I pray earnestly about it.
因为我那时候是剧烈的在公路旁边啊，在那个公路旁边，就是好像距离很近。
Because we built our house too close to the highway.
有一次，有一个姐妹，我在跟两个姐妹在那里同心祷告，因为肯定要拆，不拆就是不行，并且那个。红笔啊，写在那里说要拆。
And they already put a notice on our house, say that this house has to be destroyed.
有一天晚上，我去跟几个姐妹去探望回来，大概有11点左右。
And one day we went visitation with a few sisters, and by the time we got home, it's about 11 o'clock.
当我回来的时候，心里非常难受。他通知我，你。5月5号你一定要拆，不拆的话镇政府里面出来就把你就是他们来用推土机来推。
And they warn us to the government warn us to destroy the house before the 5th of May. If we don't do it, they will come up with a bulldozer and do it for us.
但我相信主啊，你如果应许的话，其实主都知道。我你心里里面说主啊，如果你应许的话，我愿意。但是其实嘴巴是说愿意，心里里面是不愿意，主都知道。 但我有一天哈，我养两个姐妹在那里同心祷告，另外有一个姐妹是开小店，她就跑过来说：“主耶稣啊，你肯保守会来得及。”
And I was praying with two other sisters, and even though I believe that if it's God's will, He will help me. If it's God's will for this to be destroyed, then I'll have to let it go. Even though I felt quite sad if that is to happen. One day, another sister who owned a shop came to me and said, "It is still, we still have time to pray about it."
但我因为有人没有信主的人在那里议论说他是混旧的，混旧就耶稣保护他。有的人说啊，就耶稣保护都来不及哦。有的人这么说，所以姐妹在那里马上跟我一起祷告说：“主啊，你伸手保守会来得及。主啊，只有你能保守。”感谢主，86年到现在了，感谢主，现在我的房子还是仍然在那里安然无恙。
And there are other non-believers who heard us praying. Some say that if you believe in God, God will help you. Another one say, if you believe in God, it's too late to save the house. But the sister say, let us pray. We still have time, and we pray earnestly about it. And my house still remain until now since 86.
感谢主，因为我时间有限，但是我是简单讲啊。当这个30年过去了，今年感谢主，神又怜悯我，因为我媳妇哈说房子会闹了什么哈，一次一次台风了什么，她就很怕。感谢神的怜悯，又为我预备。当我大概在3月份啊，还是4月份，我一个小小的孙女才3岁。到那个去那个建房子地的那里，我媳妇刚刚下去，带着孙女刚刚下去，才捡了那个3圈那个钢筋那个圈圈，因为师傅叫他去捡，就刚刚大概还不上5分钟，他就我的孙女被那个钢筋柱那个是大门的前面的钢筋柱就整个压在我孙女身上。
And the house remained for 30 years, and later on, my daughter felt that the house is too old now to stay. She wanted to build a new house. So on the building site where my new house stood, one day my granddaughter went out there to play, and then she suddenly was crushed by a big stainless steel beam.
感谢主，就是这样压下去的时候，没有信主的人就说肯定没有了，肯定这个小孩子3岁小孩子能经得起那个那么大的钢筋柱啊，因为他钢筋柱没有弄好，就刚刚好像是放那里，先放在那里，就这样压下来。感谢主，谁仍然保守，虽然有一点那个小伤，但是稍微那个在医院里面看了1-2天也都好了，并且现在小孩子好像阿林老师是说他刚刚去读幼儿园嘛，老师说会很出名，感谢主，感谢主，这是神的恩典，神是我们的靠山，神是我们的避难所，真的真的，我们这一位神是又真又活的神，我几十年过来经历过好多好多的见证，感谢主，感谢主。
SoTo the outsiders who are non-believers, they will say this child will surely be dead. But actually, the child survived. My three-year-old granddaughter survived the whole ordeal. She went to the hospital for a couple of days under observation, but afterwards she was released. And she just started kindergarten, and the teacher says she's a very clever child. And I really want to thank God for all these years.He is a true and living God. I have experienced many of His grace and His protections.
因为我孙女，谢谢主耶稣，都没有信主的人就给我媳妇说，你干脆不要混旧了，混旧对你没有好处，你做事情干嘛这么难，这么艰难做？我媳妇说，我信主耶稣，如果没有是耶稣保守的话，我这个小女孩呀，意思说就没有了。感谢神的恩典，感谢主。但是这个大概有三四月份， 这个事情主耶稣带领过去了。但是前几天我媳妇本身大概没有四五天这边嘛，那我媳妇自己下去问那个师傅啊，茶水送下去，还有问师傅你今天几个来，我又煮点心了什么。当我媳妇看见茶就上去问的时候，把他的母师傅在那里拆那个木板啊，拆木板的时候就木板那个压到我媳妇头上。我媳妇说，如果不是神的恩典保守我，有人没有信主人说，有人连当场都会炸到没有命啊。但是我媳妇感谢主，她说我如果天天去，她是因为在四层上面，她说我再早前面一步就掉下来一层楼了。如果是神的恩典保守她，她说我好像很那个了，就这样退后面去，退到墙后面去。感谢神，虽然头有受伤，因为还有什么木板，是那个丢那个木板那个树压在他头上，还有贴钉在钉头的头上，受伤血流了。哎呀，给我女儿视频，哇，她在那里，真的感谢主，感谢主，这都是神的怜悯，神的保守，让我媳妇又一次的蒙主的保守平安。虽然现在还没有好清楚，但是我感谢主，感谢主。我媳妇因为自己本身也得到主耶稣，她处处都有的安慰我，有的说我们什么事情都交给主，相信主，主会带领我们，主会为我们一步一步的带领。
My daughter-in-law was once discouraged by others to give up her belief, but she said, "I cannot not believe in my God because He protected my daughter. Without God, my daughter would be dead." And then one time in the new building site, she was trying to serve some lunch for the workers there, and that day a big piece of timber fell from the fourth story, nearly hit her. And in fact, it did hit her, but she only suffered some superficial injuries, but did not kill her. So she felt that there was God protecting her. And she believed in the Lord Jesus, and she kept encouraging me as well that whatever circumstances, we need to believe, we need to trust in our God. He's the one who will protect us.
感谢主。真的，我们在这一位神真的是又真又活的。我们每一次只有事情困难的事情，只要跪到主面前，因为我经常跪到主耶稣面前，经常在那里，有的时候没有办法的时候就哭，主啊，我相信你，我依靠你，我除你以外我别无依靠，我只要单单仰望爱依靠你。真的感谢主，一次一次的神带领我过去，一次一次的带领我，一次一次的神保守我。感谢主，赞美主。我因为我第一点是讲到那个我以前那个房子，两间房子，86年到现在34年了，16年刚刚34年，神的保守，神的恩典。还有呢，我这个的孙女和我媳妇的事情，感谢主，真的真的。还有没有信主的有一个弟兄在那里看我媳妇，他在那里看的时候，他眼泪都流出来了。还有就是说我媳妇说感谢主，感谢主，他声音已经也保守我牛活命。赞美主，赞美主。我是说感谢主，赞美主。我们信了这一位主，真的是我们的福分，真的是我们的每一次的依靠，真的感谢主，赞美主。
A little I thank and praise God because of all these three incidents, my granddaughter, my house and my daughter-in-law, that He's a true and living God and show himself to be faithful and protecting us all the time. Praise the Lord.
谢谢。
感谢主的恩典。
I thank God for His mercy.
上个主日是我将弟兄呢讲关于神的话。
Last Sunday, Brother Jonathan shared about God's word.
神的话呢非常宝贵。
God's word is precious.
那么我这个把过去有的事情呢简单的交通一下。
I'll just share something in a short time with you.
我在七八岁的时候。
When I was 7 or 8 years old.
因为我家人比较贫困。
Because my family was poor.
这个裤带呢，这个没有皮带的。
And usually our pants would not have any pockets.
这个用这个袋子系一系的。
And we just have a belt to hold it together.
但是我们一个邻居呢，他们有一帮这个旧的皮带。
Can so maybe is David here?
那么他呢？我当时
是 David translate?
我当时是大概七八岁的时候。
对不起，我请，因为我听不是很清楚听。
哦，听不清楚。当时的时候，我七八岁的时候。
When I was 7 or 8 years old.
当时呢，我的邻居。
Yeah, neighbor.
邻居呢，他们有一罐这个旧的皮带。
My neighbor has got a very old belt, leather belt.
他讲你能够每天背一节圣经。
Oh, he told me, say, if you can memorize one verse, from the Bible, every day.
30天时间。
30 days.
那么每天一节，共30节圣经，你背得出的话，我把这个皮带呢。
If you can memorize 30 verses within 30 days, I can send you this old leather belt.
从那个时候开始呢，我这个每天背一节圣经。
So since then, I start to memorize one verse one day.
那么30天以后呢，得到一块皮带了。
After 30 days, I finally got that.
那么对我来讲呢，是非常不容易的事。
To me, it's not that easy.
从当时那个时候开始呢，我每天呢，觉得神的话。
So since then, I start to read God's word.
那么，因为我的母亲是很爱主的一位姊妹。
My mother is a sister who loves God very much.
她每天五点钟走一起来呢，就觉得祷告读圣经大概一个多小时。
She got up 5 o'clock every morning and pray and read the Bible for more than an hour.
这对我是很好的一个榜样。
To me, he set up a very good model.
另外呢，有位老姊妹
，There's another old sister.
60多岁
，over 60 years old.
当时呢，没有信耶稣。
At that time, he didn't believe in God.
也不识字。
He didn't read.
后来的时候呢，我的母亲呢带他信了耶稣。
Afterwards, my mother brought her to know the God.
她信耶稣以后呢，就是很渴慕神的话。
Since she knows the God, and she really wants to read God's word.
但是她不认识字。
But the problem is she didn't read.
那么要我母亲呢，叫她。
So she wanted my mother to teach her.
结果我母亲呢，叫她之后呢，她最多能够读圣经了。
So since my mother taught her, she can read Bible.
那么除了她做家务事情之外，那么这位老姊妹呢，每天呢都花了很多时间读圣经。
Apart from chores, and she spent lots of time on reading the Bible.
这样子的话，她读了好几遍圣经。
She read the Bible quite a few times.
到八十多岁呢，离开世界。
When she was 80, over 80 years old, she left the world.
神的话呢，是何等的宝贵。
So that tells me, so precious to read the God's word.
那么我在这个我们中国的文化大革命期间。
When we during the revolution, cultural revolution in China.
那么所有的圣经呢，全部给你弄掉了。
All the Bibles have been destroyed.
我家里面原来几十本呢。各种的这个参考材料以及圣经百科全书全部给他抄家抄了去了。
We got all the biblical material and the Bibles all have been taken away.
但是神还是恩待我。
But God bless me.
有一本这个英文的小圣经。
There's one small English version.
很薄的一本小圣经。
Very thin one.
我是随身带的。
I put it into my pocket.
所以还保存这么一本圣经。
I carried it and I kept one.
这是。每天呢还能够读一些圣经。
So I still could read the God's word every day.
我的一个同学
，one of my classmates，
他当时的时候这个下放这个到农村去。
He was be sent to the countryside.
带了一本小圣经。
He carried one small Bible.
结果给人家发现了。
And finally, the Bible was found by someone else.
这个圣经呢给他没收。
and the Bible was taken away.
后来呢，又给他批判他。
Afterwards, he was punished for that.
所以想想在当时的时候读圣经之后真的不容易。
So you can imagine it was so hard to read the Bible at that time.
感谢主的恩典。
But thank God's grace.
后来呢，这个又可以恢复这个中国呢，在南京呢，这个可以印圣经了。
The government decided to start to print Bibles again in Nanjing.
后来圣经呢，又是到处可以买。
Afterwards, you can purchase the Bible everywhere.
所以我们这个我很宝贵这个神的话语。
So I really treasure God's word.
那么我知道有的弟兄姊妹呢，工作是非常忙。
I know some brothers and sisters they're very busy with work.
但是在忙的当中呢。我们还是要坚持每天好好的读圣经。
But no matter how busy you are,
因为圣经是神的话。
Reading the God's words, because the Bible is the word of God.
是生命的粮食。
It's the food of our.
我们每天要吃饭。
We need to eat every day.
我们生命转变生命的增长呢，我们需要生命的粮食。
Our spiritual life need to grow up and we need food.
主耶稣他是生命的粮。
Jesus, Lord Jesus is our food.
我们今天每个人呢，至少有一本圣经。
Each of us, we at least have one Bible.
所以我们应该珍惜时间，每天好好的来读圣经。
So we really should treasure the time and read the Bible diligently.
不只是读十五分钟。
Not only 15 minutes.
应该呢，半个小时甚至更多的时间。
We should read the Bible more than at least 30 minutes.
所以在这里呢，我们讲到呢，这个圣经呢是最宝贵的书。
So, we say that the Bible is the most precious book.
因为圣经是神的话语。
Because the Bible is the word of God.
所以我们一定要宝贵我们生命的粮食。
So we really should treasure the food of our life.
所以求主恩待我们。
May God bless us.
那么我每天呢，也可以在这路上面，我再到教会里来守望祷告的时候，可以这一个很小的，就是可以读圣经，可以听圣经，所以很宝贵。
I've got such a small Bible, I can listen to it, and on the way to the church, come here for the morning watch, I still listen to it.
那么这个东西每一个呢也不是很贵，大概$100左右。
It's not that expensive to purchase one of these, like this, around $100.
一面走路，一面乘车子，都可以读圣经。
So no matter we take a bus or walk, we still can listen to the Bible.
因为我们在这里年轻的弟兄姊妹不一定很知道。
Probably the young brothers and sisters, maybe you don't know.
我们过去那个年代呢，像我这个年代呢。当时要读圣经是很困难的。
In the past, at my age, at that time, it was so hard to read the Bible.
当时就是圣经没有了。
Because all the Bible gone, been taken away.
有一个老姊妹，她是金州。
There was an old sister. He was a relative of military.
那么她呢，有一本这个大字辈的圣经。
She had a very big Bible with the big words.
好多弟兄姊妹呢，因为没有圣经，就到她家里面去读圣经。
Lots of brothers and sisters because they didn't have Bible, so they went to her place to read the Bible.
所以我们要珍惜神给我们的恩典，有这么好的圣经。
So therefore, we really should treasure the blessing of God.
那么对我自己来讲
，To me,
有这个至少有十一种不同的版本。
I've got at least 11 versions, different versions.
所以神赏我能够有时间呢，一面没读的圣经，一面呢。也可以做的笔记。
So, thank God to allow me to read the Bible. At the same time, I take some notes.
那么把圣经里面重要的字词可以给它这个列出来。
I list out all the important words from the Bible.
那么一面呢还要反复的思想。
At the same time, I think over the words.
那么神的话既然这么宝贝，我们不但是要读圣经。要听神的话，而且呢，要按照神的意思去行。
God's word was so precious. We not only listen to it, read it, and we should do it according to what God said.
所以我在这里呢，勉励呢一些弟兄姊妹，特别是在家里面一些姊妹们比较多也可以读圣经。也可以听圣经，用这种东西来听圣经。
So I encourage brothers and sisters, especially sisters, most of you actually stay at home, so you can listen to the Bible.
谢谢弟兄姊妹。
Thank you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典。
I thank God for His grace.
我 since 已经在一直在拉今天， 我本来前次来，从我要讲我父亲去一月份24号立就会跟主接到天家去，简单讲一点我的亲身感受。
My father recently just passed away, and I don't want to share a bit about how I felt about the whole thing.
我去年接到我家里跟我说我父亲的病危。
Last year I received news from home saying that my father was very ill.
但是我回去的时候，我记得是星期五晚上，我们回到中国老家。
On the Friday night after I heard that news, I went back to China.
那去年我们中国的天气真的是我感觉从来没有那么冷的天气。
And last year at that time when I was in China, it was very cold.
但是我要讲我父亲跟神接去的那天，对吧，本来是我回去星期五晚上，我就说跟我父亲要简单的留一点话语。
And my father left some words for me when I returned home to see him.
我要跟父亲说，我说你感觉如果说有什么难受，我说你只要向主祈求。
And I told my father that whatIf he felt uncomfortable, he needs to call on the Lord.
他就一直点头。
And he just keep nodding his head.
然后第二天我家人都在我父亲面前，他星期六那天我们家里人都在我父亲在周围旁边。
And on the Saturday, all the family members were able to come and see my father. They all surrounded him.
我父亲跟我们家里人说明天是星期天。
And my father said tomorrow is Sunday.
但是他呢，第二天，在11点多左右，给主接走了，接到天家去。
So on the next day he was taken away to be with the Lord.
本来那天是太冷了，他不戴又戴个那个好帽，好了，快要给主接去的时候，把帽子脱掉，他都很清楚，很安稳到这主神家去的。
And at that time he was actually having some sort of like a hat on, but he took it off and he knew that he wanted to be seeing the Lord when he passed away.
但特别是在我父亲还地图的那天，本来是天气预报是97%要下大暴雨的。
And the day that my father was to be buried, even though the weather report saying that it's going to be thunderstorm.
但是我们家里人在那边祈求主，我说啊，我们姐妹家里人，我母亲都在主在那个跪在那边向主祈求，说我今天这个天气，主啊，你保守跟我们的好天气。
And my wife, my mom, and we all kneel before God and pray for good weather because of the burial.
那天是星期四，因为我们的村有星期五也是这个讲见证聚会。
And that day was Thursday. On Friday, we have decided to have a memorial meeting to testify.
我妹妹就祈祷说啊，主啊，你如果今天能给我们好的天气，我们明天就讲你的见证。
And my sister prayed that God, if you give us good weather today, tomorrow we can testify of your goodness.
那天还地，我父亲还地图的时候，所有人都带上雨衣雨伞，因为、
so、the day when my father's be buried,
因为我们、
everyone brought their umbrellas and their raincoats.
我们那边有了那个风俗，就是说少男少女是不能什么都不能带的。
And but we knew that all the people who are family members, they are not to wear anything else apart from the normal clothes.
感谢主，那天我们家里人，我们就跪在主向主祈求的时候，主真的给我们的恩典，给我们够量的恩典。
So that day when we are kneeling before God to pray for good weather, God's grace was sufficient, and He had granted our wishes.
真的奇妙，主做的事真的很奇妙。那天天气，我父亲刚好到山那个台少山上传地图结束以后1点多钟的天下的暴雨是没办法形容了。
And the day that my father was buried was good weather until an hour after the burial, then there was a terrible storm hit the area.
我感觉到快要到山上的时候，因为我们那边台少的 哇说今天哇雨下了说暴雨下了这么大你看太阳 还出来了太阳大概有十几分钟的太阳 我感觉
And even though it was a thunderstorm but God gave us good weather during the burial
就是感谢主真的主我们向主我们感觉说我在我 感受说我们只有向我们有信心向主祈求主真的跟我们的恩典
And I felt that if we ask in faith and God isMerciful and gracious.
感谢主保守我们。
Thank the Lord for His
我们那个早上有也我不见得主这还是让我到上面来分享主的恩典。
So I can share this with you today.
谢谢
Thank you.
谢谢 Okay. Hi.
大家好。
Recently, I found a video on Facebook.
最近我在Facebook 那里找到一个视频。
And it really touched my heart.
这个很感动我的心。
It's about how a family went through a conflict and how they kept their inner peace.
讲到一个家庭，他们怎样在一个很大的冲突里头，后来里面找到平安。
So basically, what they did was they prayed not only for their own child, but they prayed for the people around them that was suffering too.
那个情况就是他们不单止那个父母不单止为了自己的孩有困难的孩子祷告并且为了周围的邻居周围的他们认识的孩子祷告
So I'll play the video for you but I do apologize it's in English
我想跟大家分享这一个视频但是对不起因为是英语的
Her heart stopped. I saw him walk up to Gabriella and I saw him put his hand on her.
This video contains reenactments. However, all footage of the child is actual footage taken at the time of the events.
In previous episodes, you've seen people imitate Christ and touch the world around them.But what does it look like to live like this behind closed doors? I want to show you a glimpse into what this has recently looked like for me and my family. Is it possible to live free from fear in a world that is plagued by it? I believe it is.And this became especially important for my wife Hayley as the birth of our first child drew near.
When I was pregnant with Gabriella, I decided that I didn't want to have any fear during the birth, and that was something that was really important to me. I believe I didn't have any fear during the birth, and it was a very good birth.
While Hayley was in labor, the nurses kept commenting on how peaceful we were. They weren't used to that. And then I would pray for them.And they definitely weren't used to that, especially one with a neck injury who was healed as I prayed. I'll never forget the first moment I saw Gabriella.
She was a perfect little baby.
I can remember looking at her and saying, Hayley, she's got your lips.
The first half an hour was the most incredible half an hour of my life.
What's her name?
Her name is Gabriella.
Yeah.
Little did we know, in an instant, everything would change, and our decision to have no fear was about to be put to the test.
About half an hour after she was born, they noticed that she was breathing really quickly. It kept getting worse and worse. She required more and more oxygen. She started to have some breathing problems and needed some oxygen. So at that time, we got the pediatrician to come in and help us as well. And from there, she just rapidly deteriorated very quickly. The pediatricians and the people I'd call in to assist took Gabriella with Nathaniel to the special care nursery.
I joined Gabriella in the nursery and it became clear that this was really serious. They had her on oxygen and they were trying to get needles into her tiny veins in order to sedate her, and they kept missing the vein over and over again. All the while I had my hands on her and I was praying for her, telling her, "Daddy's here, Daddy's here." If we're not careful, we'll be thanking God when things are going well, and moments later blaming Him when they're not. But it's the enemy who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus brings life.
因为呢，我想有很多人他不懂英语，所以呢就可能很难听得懂。所以呢，我们就如果大家想看这个视频，可以跟 Joanna 问他那个 website 那个地址了。另外我们就请 Joanna 来分享一点他的感觉，然后我们有点交通。
Because the whole video is in English, a lot of people may not understand it. So if you want to see it in details afterwards, you can ask Joanna the reference to this YouTube video. And we will last ask Joanna to come out here and share what she felt was helpful for her, so that we all can understand.
Thank you. Just whatever you feel, no matter short or long, doesn't matter.
So basically the storyline of this video is that they had a baby, and then the baby was normal, but then after a while, its heart stopped beating.
所以基本上这个故事讲到有一对父母呢，他们有一个婴孩，但这个婴孩很小，他后来的婴孩就停止呼吸了。
The parents had no fear. They just wanted to have internal peace, and they wanted to believe in Jesus that if it was His will to keep the baby, that He will.
虽然这个婴孩是这样，但是呢，这个父母呢，他们没有惧怕，因为他们信主呢，他们就求主给他们有心里头的平安。如果主要保存这个婴孩的性命，那么他们感谢主；如果没有呢，他们也愿意把这个婴孩交给主。
But what really surprised me was that not only did they pray for their own baby, but they saw that some doctors, they had like throat problems, they had like injuries, and they prayed for them as well.
但是叫我感觉很特别，很有点惊讶的，就是说这对父母不单只为着他们很危险的这个婴孩祷告，他们也为着那些医生，为着他们周围的人的需要，他们的受什么伤来祷告。
The doctors, obviously, they were very surprised, and they thought that this wasn't normal, and they thought that maybe they were just covering it up, their sadness inside.
那些医生看见这对父母这个对自己婴孩这么危险的情况，竟然有这么大的平安，这些医生就是觉得很惊讶，甚至怀疑这对父母其实是不是装出来的，把自己很忧伤的情绪压下去，然后就是用外面的表达讲到他们是很平安这样。
The doctors had a serious talk with the dad, and the dad said that what would you want to see to believe in miracles? And the doctor said that if the baby could open her eyes, then he would believe.
那么这个医生也跟他们的这个婴孩的父母讲，就是问他们的情况。那么这个父母就跟这个医生讲，你是不是要看见神迹你才相信呢？这样，那么那个医生说，如果我看见那个婴孩的眼睛能够打开，我就相信了。
So obviously after praying for many, many hours, the baby finally revived and it opened its eyes.
后来经过很多小时的他们很恳切的祷告之后呢，这个婴儿的眼睛这个婴孩的身体就慢慢恢复过来，他眼睛也张开了。
So what this video showed me was that I should have no fear in like praying for other people and just like believing in Him and having peace inside, even if I'm going through the hardest things in life.
所以这一个故事给我的帮助就是说，虽然有时候我就在甚至一些很困难的处境，但是我都不需要惧怕，并且能够学习为着其他人有需要的人周围的人来祷告。
Because fear is from Satan, and If I believe that God can conquer over my fear, then I won't have to fear.
因为我知道恐惧是从撒旦而来的，因为神既然能够帮助我克服胜过我的恐惧，我就不需要惧怕了。
Okay, thank you.
我们很谢谢 Joanna 的分享。就听啊 Joanna。
可能很多人还想上来讲，不过没时间了。
I know that some people may still want to come out here to share, but we run out of time.
最近常常在一些家庭聚会或者在大的聚会里边，我听见不少弟兄姐妹在做他们自己与主之间发生的一些的故事。
Recently in various team meetings, including home meetings, I heard about brother and sister sharing things that are happening between them and God.
刚才在这里也有好几位弟兄姐妹谈到怎么样经历主的保守。
And just now a few brothers and sisters share here about how they have been kept or protected by God.
那我想有一点点的互相的勉励。
I just like to encourage you with that.
很多时候，当我们初初来到主面前的时候，我们总会带着我们的需要，我们的缺乏。我们的软弱来求主耶稣帮助我们。
When we first came to the Lord, believe in Him, we always come to Him with our needs, with our lack, and hoping that He can help us and meet our needs.
慢慢的我们看见主的生命在那些已经信他的人身上产生一个更奇妙的作为。
But later on, the life of the Lord.Has produced something even more amazing in the life of that person who believes in him.
就是他们的生命因着耶稣而改变。
It's just that their life was changed by the Lord Jesus.
我记得主耶稣有一次差遣了70个门徒出去传道。
I remember once Jesus sent out his 70 disciples two by two to share and preach. 给
他们权柄赶鬼和治病。
He gave them authority to cast out demons and to heal the sick.
70个门徒出去了，照着主的吩咐去传道、赶鬼、治病，也大有成效。
So these 70 disciples, they went out to preach.To cast out demons, to heal the sick, and they were able to do it in great power.
所以他们很高兴地回来对耶稣说，主啊，因你的名连鬼都服了我们。
So they came back very rejoicing and reported to the Lord, even the demons listened to them.
主耶稣回答他们说，
And the Lord Jesus answered them,
不要因鬼服了你们而高兴。
Do not be so happy because the demons listen to you.
要因你们的名被记录在天上的生命册而高兴。
But you should rejoice if your name is written on the book of life in the heaven.
使徒保罗在他传道过程中，他也跟那些的信徒们讲这句话。
And when Paul was preaching, he also was sharing to the believers.
我在你们当中定了一个的主意。
I have only one thing set before you.
不知道别的。
That I know, do not want to know any other thing.
只知道耶稣和他钉十字架。
But only Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在一起经历主的恩典，他实在有说不出的恩典。
Brother and sister, when we come and experience God's grace,His grace is immeasurable.
而且在每个不同层次的人，神都照着每个人的情形来施行他的恩典。
And according to our needs and experience, God will meet those needs.
我曾经说过，我在农村的时候见过这么奇妙的事。
I remember I shared before that when I was in the country area working, I have experienced amazing things.
我看见农村有一些的非常单纯的基督徒。
I saw some very simple Christians in the country area.
他的猪生病了，他也为猪祷告的。
Even when the pig is sick, they will pray for the pigs.
因为当时来说，猪就是他的所有。
And because at that time, the pigs that they own is all that they have.
猪也的确听他的祷告。
And God even listened to their prayers.
但是我要再三的在这里跟弟兄姐妹互相的提醒一件事。
But I do need to remind you, brothers and sisters, about this.
主在我们身上工作的重点是，你有多少被耶稣得着。
The work that the Lord Jesus working on us is this. How much have you been gained by him?
你有多少被主的生命来改变。
How much has your life been changed by the life of the Lord?
这个是在你自己身上，在主的心目中非常重要的一件事。
And this is something very important in your life.
也是真正的你能成为周围的人的活的见证。
And that you may become a living witness for the people around you.
所以，一面我们要做一个感恩的人。
So on one hand, yes, we need to be thankful to God for the miracles that He did in our life.
一面我们要求主帮助你跟我认定耶稣是我们的一切。
But on the other hand, we need to steadfastly fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus, knowing that He should be our all.
而十字架却是让你更多的减少，让主更多的加增的工具。
And to allow the work of the cross in our life that He should increase and I should decrease.
在最近这些日子里边
，So in these days，
我真的很感恩一件事。
I was thankful to God for this one thing.
我看见在教会中神做了很多奇妙的工作。
I saw some amazing work that God is doing in the church.
最叫人满意的就是我看见不少的弟兄姐妹，他们能够在见证的当中亲身的让我们看见主在他们生命中有奇妙的作为。
Especially, I saw many brothers and sisters testifying the amazing work that God has been transforming their life.
我们如果越接近耶稣，亲近他，
If we draw near to the Lord Jesus and love Him,
我们就会像对着镜子来观看，然后渐渐的就会被改变，跟耶稣相像。
Then we will be like looking into a mirror, reflecting the very image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在教会许多的事工，甚至我们所谓的各种聚会的里边。
So in the many ministries in the church, in all the different meetings that we hold,
我们看见都只有一个很清晰的目的。
There is only one clear purpose for all those activities.
就是把人带到耶稣的面前。
That is to bring people to the front of the Lord Jesus.
藉着耶稣在人生命中的工作，这是最大的神迹。
Because the greatest miracle is to see the life of the Lord Jesus transforming our lives.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我想聚会要停在这里，有弟兄会做报告。
The meeting will stop here and our brother will make some announcements.